Okay, Mental Girl Podcast, Mental Girl Self-Care Podcast. Let's say I am up. Wasn't as easy getting up this morning. I woke up early, and again, I had one of those moments that I thought, I should get up, I'm awake. But it was right in between, the sun hadn't quite come out. And my body just goes, no way, we're not getting up early, let's go back to sleep. And I went back to sleep. And it's just, I woke up and I woke up from dreams and I woke up kind of feeling off. And then, I started kind of stretching and moving around a little bit. And now that I'm out and in my routine, I'm feeling a little bit better. But I can't figure out why I'm so resistant to getting up. I could get up, I could start like a yoga routine, which I know I should be doing because I feel very, just jiggly and not out of, not a lot of muscle tone, so it would really benefit me. I know that yoga is really good for you. I do very little bit every day. I seem to be resistant to getting up, and that would be really, it's just so funny. All right, I'm gonna have to pause again because there's some people walking. Hold on. So I'm gonna just babble a little bit because this is something for me. It's if I got up earlier, it would be a change for me. And I'm not sure that there's like a little anxiety behind it. Like I want to go back to sleep. I want to be under the covers. I have a little bit that still kind of penetrates through me. I don't want to start the day. I just want to be lying under the covers. And I don't mind the snuggly feeling, but I don't want to be that scared feeling. So I got to figure out what that is. And the other thing is my routine in the morning. I do like my routine. But at the same time, I get nervous if I don't do my routine. Is that going to bring me anxiety? So there's a little bit of something going on there too. Some kind of anxiety. So these two things I'm aware of. I can feel them stirring around. So I'm going to take my own advice and throw a lot of self-care and self-love at this. And try to figure it out. Try to see what I can wiggle in, how I can wiggle in there. And I'll, of course, be okay that with the anxiety, acknowledge all the good stuff I'm doing. But just, I think I might be ready to just look at it. What is that? It still kind of rumbles there. You know, I still kind of feel like, what's this? There's still a little bit of that gasp that I just want to, you know, very gently and very lovingly just look at. I almost said dissect, but when I say dissect, it makes me feel like I'm under some kind of microscope, and I don't like that. So I guess I'm going to take this moment to say I do these podcasts, I do my blogs, I of course have some experience now, and I can share with you that, or share with you my ideas of what worked, what didn't. But at the same time, I'm very aware that I am, you know, learning, and I don't have it all. I don't have it all together. I have, what I mean by that is I'm still healing, and I am healing, and there are things that I still am working through, and I'm confident that I don't have to have it all together, that vulnerability and fragility and feeling, all these feelings are human, and if that's what I'm, you know, the goal of perfection will wear you down. It should be the goal of self-love and self-care and just sort of giving that out. That's the goal. So, I just kind of wanted to say that because I just, for me personally, I remember reading about people and I would compare. I would just feel like they have it all together and never knowing, you know, do they have it all together? And, who knows? All I know is I can work on myself. All right, I'm sort of rambling a little bit because now I'm watching the road so I don't trip. A lot of construction work around here, so I had to zoom back into, okay, you gotta focus. But thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. And I'm still kind of thinking about, do I continue on with the podcast? Has this kind of project completed itself, or should I start something else? I'm not sure. So feel free to check out my website, write to me, let me know what you think. That really helps. And till next time, thank you.